听说刚才路上不大方便。
I heard that there was some trouble on the way.
感谢主，主总是会把我们带来的。
I thank the Lord. The Lord will lead us here.
我们好不好？今天早上我们先读几处圣经。
Let's first turn to a few scriptures.
以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
第三节。
Verse 3.
耶和华对以赛亚说：“你和你的儿子施雅雅述出去，到上池的水沟头，在漂布地的大路上去迎接亚哈斯。”
Verse 3. Then said the Lord unto Isaiah, Go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shear-Jashub thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field.
我想请弟兄姊妹注意，以赛亚有个儿子。他的儿子名字叫做施雅雅述。施雅雅述的意思呢，就是渔民要归回。
I like brothers and sisters to pay attention to Isaiah who has a son. His name is Shear-Jashub, and his name's meaning is a remnant shall return.
那我们现在再看以赛亚书第十章。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 10.
第二十节到二十三节
Verse 20 through 23.
到那日，以色列所剩下和雅各家所逃脱的，不再依靠那击打他们的，却要诚实依靠耶和华以色列的圣者。所剩下的，就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。
Verse 20, And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God.
以色列啊，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来灭绝的事已定，必有公义施行，如水仗义。
Verse 22, For though thy people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness.
那这里我请弟兄姊妹特别注意第二十一节。
I'd like brothers and sisters to pay attention verse 21.
就是所剩下的，就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。
That is the remnant of Jacob will return unto the mighty God.
好，我们下一个，我们读到翻到以赛亚书的最末了，第六十五章。
Let's turn to the end of Isaiah chapter 65.
第六十五章第八节和第九节。
Isaiah 65 verse 8 and 9.
第八节，耶和华如此说：葡萄中寻得新酒，人就说不要毁坏，因为伏在其中。我因我仆人的缘故，必照样而行，不将他们全然毁灭。
Verse 8, Thus saith the Lord, As the new wine is found in a cluster, and one saith, Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all.
这里呢，我想请弟兄姊妹注意，我因我仆人呢、啊，那个仆人是一个单数的，我们中文是单数的字，其实呢。原文里面是多数的字，所以我们应该把这个这样看哈。我因我仆人们的缘故，也必照样而行。
I would like brothers and sisters to pay attention to the word a servant in the English version is a singular servant, and in the Chinese version it's not clear. So I'd like you to pay attention to that quantity.
The English is plural.
The English is plural.、
Yeah. 好，第九节，我必从雅各中领出后裔，从犹大中领出承受我众山的。我的选民必承受，我的仆人们要在那里居住。
Verse 9, And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob and out of Judah, an inheritor of my mountains, and mine elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there.
那以赛亚书六十五章从这里以后呢，讲了仆人，我们中文叫做仆人好几次，可是在英文里头，在原文里头都是说我的仆人们。
And from here onwards, chapter 65, the word servants have been mentioned multiple times, and they are all in plural, servants.
比如说第十三节啊，说所以我主耶和华如此说，我的仆人们 必得吃，你们却饥饿；我的仆人们必得喝，你们却干渴；我的仆人们必欢喜，你们却蒙羞。
For example, verse 13, Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed.
对，那么然后我们再读一下罗马书第十一章。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
第四节和第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
第四节。第四节，神的话是怎么说的呢？他说：“我为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴力屈膝的。”第五节，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典，还有所留的余数。
Verse 4, But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed a knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
那这里呢是一句很要紧的话，就是把旧约里头这个移民的渔民的这个图画呀，就带到新约里头去了。
These are some very important words because it has brought to us this picture from the Old Testament of this remnant. Now it's in the New Testament.
那么第五节呢，这句话呢，我们中文叫做拣选的恩典，其实呢，英文是恩典的拣选。
And so in verse 5, pay attention to the phrase election of grace.
那么什么叫做恩典的拣选呢？我们知道新约里头是我们主耶稣来了以后。
So what is this election of grace? We know that in the New Testament, after the Lord Jesus came.
所以这叫做恩典。
This is the grace.
所以新约的时候呢，是恩典的时候。
So in the New Testament, it's the time of grace.
那么在恩典的时候呢，神有一个拣选。
So in this grace, period of grace, then there is a election.
那神的拣选呢，就是那些听他话的人。
And God's election is towards those who listen to him.
所以这个原则。
And by this principle.
就让旧约时候的旧约时候的这个渔民呢、啊，那个神的那个想法呢，就到新约里头来了。
So the Old Testament, when they talk about remnant, this phrase is brought to the New Testament.
所以第五节呢，可以这样领会。
So we can understand verse 5 in this way.
就是说，靠着主在恩典里面他的拣选，那么今天仍旧有渔民存在。
And by the Lord in His election of grace, that today we still have the existence of remnants.
好，那最后我们读一两句大家很熟悉的书，熟悉的是启示录第二章。
Lastly, we read some verses that you're all very familiar with. It's Revelation chapter 2.
这个是说到以弗所的教会。
It's talking about the church of Ephesus.
那这里呢说到一个悔改，也说到得胜。
It talked about repentance and it talked about victory.
我们就读一下，读两句就好了。
We'll read two verses.
以弗所书第二章第五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5.
所以应该回想你从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Verse 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
所以这里请弟兄姊妹特别注意这个悔改。
And please pay attention to the word repent.
好了，那么然后到讲到以弗所的事情的最后是第七节。
Lastly, talked about the church of Ephesus, and talked at the end is verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Verse 7, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
所以这里是在启示录里头，我们的主向以弗所教会说，你要悔改，你要得胜。
And this is what the Lord said in the Revelation to the church of Ephesus, that to the church that you need to repent and you will overcome.
好，我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是心里感谢你，因为你再一次召聚我们一同到你的面前。
Lord, we truly thank you in our hearts because you have gathered us before you.
主啊，我们常常觉得，主啊，你的心意对我们是何等的深，你的意念是何等的高。主啊，我们实在求你给我们恩典，让我们可以领会。
Oftentimes we feel that how deep, how high is your desire towards us that we ask that you help us to understand that we cannot.
主啊，我们常常对我们自己在你面前的光景不是很满足。
Oftentimes we are not satisfied with our condition before you.
主啊，可是我们所信靠的是主啊，你有无尽的、说不尽的恩典在我们的身上。
Yeah, we trust that you have the unlimited, boundless grace that you have towards us.
主啊，每一次我们在你面前聚集，主要你要把你自己的心意向我们敞开。
Every time we gather before you, you would open up your heart towards us.
所以主，今天早上求你借着你自己的话，主啊，说在我们的里头。
Lord, this morning may you speak with your own words and speak into us.
主啊，你越过我们的有限，你自己的话说在我们的灵里。
Lord, may you overcome our limits and that you will speak your words into our spirits.
主啊，我们愿意看见你自己的荣耀。
Lord, we want to see your glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我想这一回靠着主的恩典，我跟弟兄姊妹交通这个题目呢，就是出现在以赛亚书的从渔民到仆人们。
And this one, this time, by the grace of the Lord, I'm going to share with brothers and sisters in Isaiah. The topic is from remnant to servants.
那么，我们若是看以赛亚书，从这个角度来看的话呢，在以赛亚书四十章以前，常常提到这个字眼叫做渔民。
If we look at it from this angle in the book of Isaiah, before the chapter 40, it often the words often appear as the word remnant.
好像这个以赛亚的心啊，跟这个渔民的心啊贴得很近。
It seems that the heart of Isaiah is very close to the heart of the remnant.
他给他儿子取个名字呢，就是渔民要归回。
And even he named his son to mean a remnant shall return.
那等到大以赛亚书四十章以后呢，渔民的字眼就不大明显的出现了。
So after chapter 40, the word remnant don't appear so much.
可是那个耶和华神在渔民身上所看到的性格和他们的特点，还是一直存留在那里。
And yet, what we can see, the character, the personality of the remnant continues to show forth.
那慢慢慢慢的在那里呢，这耶和华神就谈到一件事情，这是叫做仆人。
And slowly, the Lord God Jehovah talked about this one thing about the servants.
像我们刚才所读的，到以赛亚书的最后，他就明显的说出来仆人们。
And just like what we read towards the end, it clearly states the servants.
他说这些仆人们呢是祝福。
And he says the servants are blessings.
那么在这个中间呢，若是我们仔细看呢，耶和华神就让我们看见他自己的一个特定的仆人。
And in between, we see that God showed us a very special one servant.
所以这回我们在一起，我们想用四次的时间呢。第一次我们就提到渔民仆人这事情的一个概念。
And so we have the time together, we will split into four messages, and firstly we talked about the concept of remnant and servants.
那第二次呢，我们愿意靠主的恩典呢，提到主自己说的话，他说看哪我的仆人。
And the second time we'll talk about the Lord's own words, behold my servants.
这是在以赛亚书第四十二章。
That's in chapter 42 of Isaiah.
那么第三次我们在一起呢，我们就要看一看这个仆人来了，他的仆人来了，那个仆人告诉我们他来是要做什么的。
And the third time we'll share about the servant, that his servant will come and what he will do.
这个是在以赛亚书第六十一章。
And this is in Isaiah chapter 61.
那么第四次呢，我们就是把这以赛亚书后头他隐隐约约点点滴滴的给我们说到许多这仆人应该有的属灵的实际。
And the fourth time we'll talk about in Isaiah, in piecemeal fashion, it talked about a lot of different aspects of this reality of this servant.
所以这次是我想跟弟兄姊妹所交通的。
And so this is what I would like to share with brothers and sisters during these four times.
那以赛亚书，我个人来说呢，对我来说是一个很艰难的书。
Isaiah is a book, for me personally, it seems to be a very difficult book.
不但很厚，不但很长。
Not only is long and thick.
而且相当深。
And quite hard.
而且有的时候不知道他在讲什么。And
sometimes I don't know what it's talking about.
有的时候他是讲的历史。
Sometimes it's talking about history.
有的时候他是看到将来。
Sometimes it's looking into the future.
有的时候他是说到以色列。
Sometimes it's talking about Israel. Sometimes talking about the foreign countries. It seems to be hard for me.
可是感谢主，过去一段时候，主让我很被他所说到这个渔民这件事情所吸引。
And thank the Lord, I have been drawn to this topic of remnant.
那记得我去年在弟兄姊妹中间就提到了。 那个以赛亚书37章，他说：“渔民啊，要向下扎根，向上结果。”
I remember, thank the Lord. Last year, I was here among brothers and sisters. We mentioned Isaiah chapter 37 about the remnant that they will take root downwards and bear fruit upwards.
那渔民呢，在以色列百姓中间是少数。
And the remnant is only a minority among the Israelites.
可是，当耶和华看见他们的时候，耶和华心里觉得喜悦。
And yet when the Lord saw them, the Lord has joy in his heart. He tells them what he wants to do. And he also has an expectation for them. My people have failed. My people has turned against me. You turn towards me. And you will reach my expectation.
那我们知道这个以赛亚的名字，他以赛亚的名字是说，耶和华是救恩。We
know the name of Isaiah means Jehovah is salvation.
那救恩这个字眼是一个很大、很广、很深的词。We
know the word salvation is a big word and it's a very deep word.
希伯来书说，我们若是忽略掉这么大的救恩。 怎能陶醉呢?
In Hebrew it says, how shall we escape if we neglect such great salvation?
所以救恩这个字眼是一个包罗万有的字眼。
So this word salvation is a very comprehensive word.
可是弟兄姊妹，有时候当我们看到救恩那个字的时候，我们的眼光是蛮窄的。
Yet, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we look at the word salvation, our minds are quite narrow.
我们总是觉得，既然是救恩的话，那一定是对我有好处。
And we think about salvation, it must be good for me.
若是主稍微对我有一点责打，我就觉得这不是救恩了。
And if the Lord has any requirement of me, then this is not salvation for me.
所以我们当我们想到救恩的时候，我们的眼光有的时候是蛮窄的。
So sometimes when we think about this word salvation, our eyesight is quite limited.
可是感谢主，以赛亚给他的儿子取个名字，就是渔民要归回。
But thank the Lord, Isaiah named his son to mean a remnant shall return.
渔民要归回啊，这个眼光不是看见自己。
The concept of the remnant shall return, the eyesight is not set upon myself.
因为这个渔民这个字眼的本身是一个很悲惨的事。
Because this word remnant actually describes something quite sad.
可是呢，渔民要归回。
And yet the remnant shall return.
所以你想想看呢，这些人活着，他们的盼望不是在他们的自己。
Think about it. These people are living. Their hope is not upon themselves.
他们的盼望在他们的神。
Their hope is upon their God.
不但他们的盼望在他们的神呢，他们要回到他们神的地方去。
Not only their hope is within their God, they want to return to their God.
所以感谢主。 当我们想到这个他儿子的名字的时候
，So we thank the Lord when we thought about his the name of his son.
那我们的眼光就开了。Then
our eyesight, our insight will be broadened.
所以我们要想想看，神那么多年在我们身上，在我们大家的身上做的是什么事。We
think back to what God has done upon us in the last past years.
那神的心意是要带我们到哪里去？
What's God's desire to bring us towards? Why did we fail in such a way in the past? How can we return to God?
渔民他们心里所想的。
This is what the remnants are thinking in their hearts.
所以这回在弟兄姊妹中间，我就想要从这个角度来看这些事情。
So I'd like to look at these things from this angle among brothers and sisters.
那当然，弟兄姊妹，这两个观点哈，一个是主要对我有好处，一个是我要看主的意思是什么。这两个观点，说实话不是冲突的。
So there are two viewpoints. One is what is it? What does the Lord? What's good that the Lord can do to me? And then the other is what can we do for the Lord? These are two separate concepts.
以赛亚书四十八章十八节有一句话，我觉得很有意思。
In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 18, there are these words that are quite interesting.
耶和华说
，Jehovah said，
他说，我唯愿你们遵行我的命令。
That I wish that you will hearken to my commandments.
那么你的平安就如江河。
Then thy peace will be like river.
你的公义就如海浪。
And your righteousness will be like waves of the sea.
弟兄姊妹，为了我们自己，我们巴不得我们有平安。
For us ourselves, we want to have peace.
我们也巴不得我们有公义。
Of course, we would like to have righteousness too.
但是耶和华的话说。
Yet the word of the Lord says.
若是我们愿意遵守他的命令。
If we are willing to follow his commandments.
你想深一点，就是说我们以他和他的命令为我们心中的喜乐。
To think a bit deeper that we treat his words as the joy in our hearts.
那我们自己的平安就如江河。
Then our peace will be like a river.
公义就如海浪。
And the righteousness will be like the waves of the sea.
是说不尽的。
It's unlimited.
是量不完的。
You cannot measure.
所以感谢主，这两个观点其实不违背。
So thank the Lord. Actually, these two things are not against each other.
但是主给我们的一个盼望，就要让我们看见，我们其实说实话是应该为他而活的。
And the Lord has given us this hope that we, to be honest, we should live for Him.
要不然的话
，Otherwise，
我们里头也没有平安，我们里头也没有公义。
Then there will be no peace or righteousness within us.
那么，另外一点呢，是关于这个移民哈，渔民这件事情，我刚才说过，不只是在旧约里面的一个故事。
And then talk about remnant. I just mentioned remnants, not only a story in the Old Testament.
而且呢，使徒保罗让我们看见这个渔民的 spirit， 渔民的灵啊，在新约里面也照样存在。
And the Apostle Paul has shown us that the spirit of remnant still exists in the New Testament.
像当初那以利亚和那七千个人，他们不愿意向巴利去去。
Just like in the past, Elijah and the 7,000 men who were not willing to bow to Baal.
那现在在新约的时候，这个事情仍旧存在。
In the New Testament, the same thing still happens.
这个对耶和华有一个妒忌的心，为神的权力有一个妒忌的心，这个灵仍旧存在。
And for the sake of the Lord, there is a heart of jealousy, and this spirit still exists.
那让我们，若是我们再继续看看的话
，If we continue to look，
你就发觉这些渔民里头的心愿呢，你现在在新约里面有一些人呢，你可以看出来。
You realize the heart desire of the remnant, you will find the same spirit in the New Testament.
这些人就是我们所谓的叫做得胜者。
And these people are what we call overcomers.
我们刚才所读到的启示录的这些主说，那得胜的我要如何如何，那得胜的我要如何如何。
We read in the book of Revelation, it talks about the overcomers, what are they going to do? The overcomers, what they're going to do.
那启示录也有说，那些弟兄们胜过他，得胜了，是因为羔羊的血和所见证的道。
And in the Revelation, they also for those the brothers who overcome of the by the word of the of the, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony.
对，那这个所谓的得胜者这个字啊，我在圣经里面没有找到这个字眼叫做得胜者，没有一个，所以这不是一个头衔的问题。
So I actually cannot find the term overcomer in the Bible because it's not a title.
这是一个里边一个属灵的原则，是我们对主的一个态度。
It's a spiritual principle. It's an attitude towards the Lord.
那所以感谢主，我想这个因为这个缘故，所以我们知道这个渔民这件事情对我们今天还是有关的。
So by this, we would know that remnant still is very closely related to us today.
好了，当我们回头来看这个仆人这件事。
Now let's turn back to look at the matter of servants.
你知道在耶和华神呢对以色列的百姓，以色列的百姓是他的选民。
You know that the Israelites are chosen people of God.
耶和华神没有找那些外邦人做他的选民，耶和华神找以色列做他的选民。
The Lord God did not choose the Gentile to be his chosen people, but he has chosen Israel to be his chosen.
为什么呢？因为他要让这些人到头做别人的榜样。
Because he wants these people to be example for others.
感谢主，主耶和华神当初造人是给我们自由意志的。
We thank God he has created men first to give us the free will.
那耶和华神让这些百姓，他称呼他自己的百姓，来好好的跟随他。
He has called his own people to follow him.
那作为到时候作为外邦人的光。
And so that they become the light for the Gentile.
做外邦人的榜样。
To become an example for the Gentile.
当别人看到他们的时候，知道他们有一位神，这位神是如何的样子。
So other people can see them and can see God and how what the God is like.
所以耶和华要他，这圣经里面有几句话，他说要以色列的，他说以色列是我的百姓。
In the Bible, there are these words. He says, "Israel is my people."
以色列是我的产业。
Israel is my inheritance.
以色列是我的仆人。
And Israel is my servant.
以色列是我的见证人。
Israel is my witness.
好，那么关于他说以色列是我的百姓和我的产业，好，我们可以在那个诗篇第七十八篇第七十一节那里可以看见。
And we can see from Psalm 78, 70, verse 71, it talked about how Israel is this, his people and his inheritance.
对，我们看一下好不好？
Let's turn to Psalm.
那个 Psalm 78篇第七十一节。
Psalm 78, verse 71.
那里说，他说，以色列是我的，对不起，雅各是我的百姓。以色列是我的产业。
He talked about Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance.
所以我们暂时不管这个雅各和以色列的分别。他的意思说，他是我的产业，他是我的百姓，也是我的产业。
And let's not pay attention to the difference between Jacob and Israel, but now he's stressing on he is his people and Israel is his inheritance.
百姓是爱的关系。
And for the people, it means it's a relationship of love.
产业是一个托付的关系。
And inheritance is a matter of entrust.
一个孩子不好，你不会把产业托给他的。
If the son is not good, then you cannot entrust your inheritance to him.
那不但这样，在以赛亚书里面，他很清楚地告诉我们，主说，雅各是我的仆人。
Not only this, in Isaiah, he clearly tells us that Jacob is my servant.
以色列是我的仆人。
Israel is my servant.
我们看看，这是在第四十一章第八节，以赛亚书四十一章第八节。
Let's turn to Isaiah 41 verse 8.
四十一章第八节，唯你以色列我的仆人，雅各我所拣选的。
And Isaiah 41:8, but thou Israel art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen.
那还有，比如说是以赛亚书第四十四章第一节和第二节。
Isaiah 44 verse 1 and 2.
四十四章，我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的以色列，现在你当听，造作你又从你出胎。造就你并要帮助你的耶和华如此说我的仆人雅各我所拣选的耶稣人不要害怕
Chapter 44 verse 1 Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant Israel whom I have chosen Thus saith the Lord that has made thee and formed thee from the womb which will help thee Fear not, O Jacob my servant and thou Jeshurun whom I have chosen
所以这里呢耶和华的心意就是说他的百姓呢不但是他的百姓
So the heart of the Lord is saying the people are not only his people.
不但是他的产业
Not only his inheritance.
还要是他的仆人
Even more so, it will be his servant.
那好了，不但是这样呢，他说这些仆人呢，要说是他的见证人
And these servants will be his witness also.
我们看看，这个是以赛亚书四十三章第十节
This is Isaiah chapter 43 verse 10.
第十节四十三章第十节
Chapter 43 verse 10
耶和华说你们是我的见证我所拣选的仆人既是这样便可知道且信服我又明白 我是耶和华。
Verse 10, Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
对，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也没有。
And there was no God before me, neither shall there be after me.
所以神的意思是要他自己的百姓以色列不但做他的仆人，而且做他的见证人。
So God's heart is not only for His people to be His inheritance, not only servant but also His witnesses.
他见证什么呢
？What do they witness for?
见证说耶和华是独一的真神。
They need to witness that the Lord God is the one and only God.
除此之外，以前也没有真神，以后也一定没有真神。
Apart from Him, there's no God before, and there will be none after.
所以以色列，你既然是我的百姓。
So Israel, since you are my people,
那么多年你既然是我的产业
So many years you've been my inheritance,
你既然做过我的仆人
Since you've been my servant,
那你认识我
Then you know me.
那些做偶像的
Those idols,
这些做偶像的可以为偶像做见证
Those who have made the idols, they can witness for their idols.
但是你们是我宝宝怀才长大的
But you have been nurtured by me.
你们是我的见证人
And you are my witnesses.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
耶和华神 对他的百姓
the Lord God towards his people,
不只是把他们养大而已
not only he has raised them up,
他把一个责任交给他们
he's given them a responsibility,
是我的产业
you are my inheritance,
是我的仆人
you are my servant,
是我的见证
you are my witnesses.
可是弟兄姊妹我们读以色列的历史有不需要走远了就在这个以赛亚书第一章你就可以看见。
And if you read the history of Israelites, and you don't have to go far, just the first chapter of Isaiah, you can see.
他说：“我的牛认识他的主人。”
It says the cattle would know their masters.
驴认识他主人的槽。
And the asses know his master's crib.
可是我自己的百姓以色列却离弃了我。
But my own people does not consider me.
那么多年下来。
And so many years passed.
你们这样的悖逆。
You have turned against me.
你们被打得从头到脚打得全身是青。
You have beaten up from top to bottom.
你还不知道。
You still don't know.
所以主的心呢实在是非常的伤痛。
So the Lord's heart is truly grieved.
这就是以色列的历史。
This is the history of Israel.
你知道弟兄姊妹当在这样所有这样的情况之中啊所以耶和华为什么对这些渔民有这么一个感觉
So under these circumstances that's why the Lord has such a feeling towards this remnant
你知道这些个当初的这些个以色列百姓的光景哈不只是百姓是从他们的首领开始的
And you know the situation, the condition of the Israelites, not only the people, but their leaders.
我读到一句话是弥迦说的。
I read these words from Micah.
弥迦是和这个以赛亚同时的人。
Micah is at the same time as Isaiah.
也是在犹大，也是在耶路撒冷。
Also, they were both in Jerusalem, in Judah.
他有一句很短的话。
He has spoken these very short words.
就把当时他们的以色列的这些个在做首领的把他们的作为啊就说得很清楚
And these words express very clearly how the leaders were at that time
那我们看看这是在弥迦书第三章第一十一十二节
And this is in Micah chapter 3 verse 11 and 12
十一十二，弥迦书三章第十一节。
Micah chapter 3 verse 11。
他说呀，首领为贿赂行审判，祭司为顾价施训诲，先知为银钱行占卜，他们却依赖耶和华说：“耶和华不是在我们的中间吗？灾祸必不临到我们。”
Verse 11, the heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. Yet will they learn upon the Lord, lean upon the Lord and say, Is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us.
所以在他们的里头，灵里面已经朽坏了。
So within their hearts, their spirit is corrupted.
那他们这些做首领的对百姓是如何呢？
And so how are these heads, the leaders treating the people?
那我们看见是这样。就是说 这个首领审判的，他是要拿贿赂的。
So we see the judges, the heads are judging for reward. They're taking money.
这个祭司要说神的话呢，他要拿钱的。
And these priests, if they want to speak the word of God, they need to take money.
这个先知要讲到将来啊，他要拿钱的。
The prophets are talking about the future. They want money.
啊，他们还说我们是依靠耶和华。
And still they say they lean upon the Lord.
他们还说耶和华在我们的中间。
And they still say, isn't the Lord among us?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看。他们从里面到外面都腐烂了。
You see, from the inside to outside, it's completely corrupted.
这不是一个短短的时间。
It's not a short time.
这是一个很长的时间。
It's a long period.
啊，当然，以赛亚和这个弥迦，他们所看到是南方的光景。
Of course, Isaiah and Micah both look at the situation in the south.
北方就更糟糕了。
And it's worse in the north.
所以是在这样的一个情况之下，你再想想看，难怪。当耶和华看见有一些人，这些人不一样。
And so, in such a situation, no wonder that the Lord can see this group of people. They're different.
在外面看起来，他们好像也是失败的，跟大家一样。
Externally, they seem to fail just like the others.
是有一天他们也会被掳到外邦去的。
One day they will be taken captive to the Gentile land.
可是他们心里头有个东西。
And yet in their hearts there is something.
那个东西并没有腐朽，没有腐烂掉。
And this something has not been corrupted.
那个所以在这样的情况之下呢，当这个是以赛亚书第四十章以前的事情。
And so these are what happened in Isaiah chapter 40 and before.
那在以赛亚书里头不但是明提了这些个所谓的愚民。
And so in Isaiah, not only they explicitly mention these remnants.
那等会我们会说到一些。
And then we will mention even more later.
还有一些呢，在后头他没有明提。
And then after that, there are some more implicit mentioning.
可是你仔细去看的话，你就看见这些不是每一个人。
And yet, if you look at it more in more detail, it's not for everyone.
有许多的地方在以赛亚书后头提到了一些人，这些人不是所有人都是这样的。
And in the later part of Isaiah, you see that they talked about some people, but not all men are like this.
我给大家举一些例，举几个例，一两个例子哈。
Let me give you some example.
以赛亚书五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他说，你们这追求公义、寻求耶和华的，当听我言。
Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord.
所以在许多人中间有一些人呢，他们是追求公义的，他们是寻求耶和华的。
So among many, there are some people who are following after righteousness and who seek the Lord.
那就同一页，你看以赛亚书五十章第十节。
And Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10.
他说，你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人的话？
Who is among you that fears the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant?
所以这里有一些人呢，他不是每个人，可是这里有一些人，他们敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人的话。
So here there are some people, not everyone, but there are some who will listen to the Lord.
那比如说在五十一章啊，五十一章第第九节。
And for example, in chapter 51, verse 9.
哦，对不起，第七节。
Verse 7.
他说 知道公义将我训诲存在心中的名。
He says, ye that know righteousness, thy people, the people whose heart is my law.
所以这里有一些人，他们呢，知道公义，他们把耶和华的训诲存在他们心里，不是每个人，可是有一些人。
So there are some people who know righteousness and put the law of the Lord in their hearts. There are some people, but not everyone.
那我们再看一个，比如说五十七章，以赛亚书五十七章第十五节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
他这里啊，他说呀，五十七章十五节。
Isaiah 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上的、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说。我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人 的灵苏醒，也使痛悔的人心苏醒。
Verse 15, For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
所以这里耶和华的话说，我要与那些谦卑痛悔的人一同居住。
And so the Lord God said he will dwell with those who have the spirit of humble spirit and contrite spirit.
所以当他说这些谦卑痛悔的人，那表示说有些人也不谦卑也不痛悔。
So he's referring to there are some people who have this contrite and humble spirit, and then that also means there are some who don't have the spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看以赛亚书的时候，你发觉一个东西，就是他把一些心里向着神的和心里不向着神的都是他自己的选民，可是他把这两种人他把他分开了。
So when you read the book of Isaiah, you will realize that there are two kinds of people, one who has heart, has a heart turned towards the Lord and with God, and there are the ones who have the heart that are not towards God, and they separated the two kinds.
所以在这里我想请弟兄姊妹听到，我们当然一面主的话呢让我们的心里受责备。
So on the one hand, brothers and sisters, may the word of God speak to our hearts.
可是另外一方面呢，我也盼望呢，主的话呢，让我们心里得到鼓励。
And on the other hand, we wish that the word of God will encourage our hearts.
我们可以有一个选择。
We can have a selection.
你可以选择做一个谦卑痛悔的。
We can choose to have the spirit of contrite and humble spirit.
你也可以选择一个不谦卑不后悔的。
You can also choose to have no contrite or humble spirit.
那些谦卑后悔的。
Those who have the spirit, have the contrite and humble spirit.
神给我们指出一条路。
God has shown us a way.
就告诉我们，有一天，甚至于今天，我们就可以做他的仆人。
And He'll tell us that one day or even today we can be His servant.
那些不谦卑不痛悔的。
Those who do not have the contrite and humble spirit.
神没有这样的保证。
God does not give them this guarantee.
所以感谢主，当我们读这些话的时候，我盼望弟兄姊妹不要觉得是责备。感谢主，这是一个责备，但是另外一方面是给我们一个鼓励，要我们有一个做一个正确的选择。
So brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord. When we read these words, we shouldn't feel that we are being rebuked, but we should make a right choice and to choose to be that person who have the contrite and humble spirit.
所以基本上，耶和华神是要以色列做他的仆人。
So basically, God wants Israel to be His servants.
从一开始就是这样。
From the beginning, it is so.
从他称呼雅各做以色列的时候就是这样。
From the time that He called Jacob to be Israel, it is this way.
但是以色列失败了。
And yet Israel failed.
那么现在呢，在以赛亚书给我们看见了，耶和华神就让我们来看他自己真正他所喜爱的仆人。
So in the book of Isaiah, the Lord showed us that a servant that he truly after his heart.
那就是42章里头说他看那我的仆人。
And that's what Isaiah 42 says, Behold, my servant.
对，以赛亚书42章一开始他说看那我的仆人。
The beginning of chapter 42 in Isaiah says, Behold, my servant.
那这一个仆人呢是他心中的 ideal, 是他心中的理想。
So this servant is the ideal in God's heart.
那么现在很有意思的是，耶和华要我们看他的仆人。
So now, interestingly, God, the Lord God, wants us to behold and to look at His servant.
他不是说算了，说说就算了。
He did not just say it casually.
他要我们看他的仆人。
He wants us to look at, to behold His servant.
那我实在心里相信这些剩余的人。
I truly believe these remnant.
当神要他说你看我们的仆人，他们就看他的仆人。
God says, look at his servant, and they look at his servant.
那等到在他讲到了耶和华神讲到了看我的仆人以后。
Now after God says, behold my servant.
几章以后啊。
After a few chapters.
那耶和华说了一句很有意思的话。
And God says something else that's interesting.
他说你是我的仆人以色列。
He says, you are my servant, Israel.
这个是第59章。第49章。
That's in chapter 49.
第三节
，verse 3，
第四十九章第三节
，chapter 49 verse 3，
对我说：“你是我的仆人以色列，
He says, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
我的仆人以色列失败了。
My servant Israel has failed.
那么多年下来失败了。
After so many years, they failed.
没有办法了。
No way out.
我在他们身上得不到荣耀。
I did not gain glory from them.
我的百姓都受他们欺负。
And my people has been under oppression from them.
现在你看我的仆人。
Now look at my servant.
好了，然后他就跟这个仆人讲。
And then so he speaks to his servant now.
他说你是我的仆人以色列。
You are my servant, Israel.
以色列失败了。
Israel has failed.
现在你是我的仆人。
And now you are my servant.
一个重新的事情，一个新的开始出现了。
A new beginning has started.
因为你是我的仆人。
Because you are my servant.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
好了，那耶和华的话不是这么说说就算了。
So the word of the Lord is not spoken casually.
从这里以后。
From now on.
从这四十二章以后。
From chapter 42 onward.
你就看见在他的百姓中间起了一个被挑动了。
You see, there is a stirring among his people.
就让好像人慢慢开始有一个路可以走。
It seems that people have found a way that they can walk upon.
那等到以赛亚是六十一章。
And when we come to Isaiah 61,
这个仆人
the servant,
他自己来说
he himself has spoken.
耶和华要我做什么？
What the Lord God wants me to do.
我来是做什么的？
What am I going to do? What I have come to do?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这里他说到他来了是要让这个把这个福音传给那个悲伤的人。
I thank the Lord because here it says he's bringing the gospel, the good news to those who are in grief.
谦卑的人。
To the humble.
他要缝合我们所受的创伤。
And he will heal the hurt.
他要把自由带给人。
And he will bring freedom, deliverance.
对于那些为锡安悲哀的。
For those who mourn in Zion,
他要让他们啊、那个从这个灰尘呢、啊、变成华冠。
They will change the ashes into a crown.
他要让他们从这个悲伤的灵到有圣灵里的喜乐。
And they will turn the spirit of heaviness into the garment of praise.
对，有赞美。
And a joy and praise.
Yeah.那然后他说呢，他要让把每一个人呢、啊，这些锡安悲哀的人呢、啊，都做成公义树。
And he will turn those who are mourning in Zion into a tree of righteousness.
这是他说他要来做的。
This is what he said he's come to do.
好了，那然后我们刚刚读到了第六十五章后来。
And then we come to chapter 65. That's afterwards.
他就耶和华就指出，我现在有许多的仆人。
And the Lord has pointed out now we have many servants.
这些个仆人呢，都是根据我刚才说的那个仆人。
And these servants are just based on the one that we just mentioned earlier.
对，那他们在百姓的中间是一个祝福。
And so these people are a blessing among the people.
他们在葡萄中间是新酒。
And they are the new cluster among the vines.
他们要把祝福带给人。
They're going to bring blessings to people.
他们因为他们的关系，我要以色列。我要犹大，还人就有后裔出来。
And because of that we will have descendants from Judah, from Israel.
所以感谢主，你看，我是这样，这里好像主给我，就我个人来说，给我一条路看以赛亚书。
So I thank the Lord for me personally, this is a way that I can see to look into Isaiah.
以赛亚书是何等的宽广。
And this Isaiah is so broad.
可是这里。好像加州是一个很大的地方。
It's just like California, it's a big place.
那么大的地方中间有一个 Freeway 5.
And among this big place, there is in the middle, there is a freeway number 5.
那你就可以从渔民看起。
And you can start from the remnants.
你看到他的仆人。
And then you look at his servant.
你看到他仆人说他自己。
And you see his servant talking about himself.
你最后呢，你看到他说，耶和华说。我们大家都要做他的好仆人。
And you see at the end, the Lord God said we are all going to be His servants.
所以这是我们今天往下的几次想要跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
So this is what today and a few times next that we were going to share.
我想现在回到这个渔民这件事。
Turn back towards the matter of remnant.
你知道，我们每次想到渔民哈，一个最明显的事情是他们后来被掳的。
And when we think about remnant, the most obvious thing is that they will be captured.
你知道他们被掳的时候啊，有一个很奇妙的事情，真正 这个被掳是个很痛苦的事。
And you, there's one thing that's kind of amazing. You know, being taken captive is a very painful thing.
那今天我们从属灵上来讲，我们有的是被世界掳去的，这是属灵上的事。可是当初呢，是一个亲身经历的事。
And today we talk about spiritually, we've been taken captive, but at that time, this is something that they experience.
所以每一个被掳的人当初是离乡背井。
So each person has been taken captive, they left their hometown.
是一个很痛苦的事情。
Left their home country is a very painful thing.
但是这些渔民，你知道，他们被掳是有原因的。
And yet these remnants have been taken for a reason.
有些人不知道原因是什么。
Some people don't know what the reasons are.
可是有些人知道原因是什么。
Yet some of them do know the reason.
那我们若是读，比如说是但以理书第九章。
If we read Daniel chapter 9.
你读他的祷告。
You read his prayer.
你就知道这些渔民知道他们为什么被掳。
You realize these remnant know why they have been taken captive.
你若是读，以斯拉记第九章。他也是有一个祷告。
If you read Ezra chapter 9, there's his prayer also.
那以斯拉也知道他们为什么被掳。
Ezra also know why he was taken captive.
你是读尼希米记第一章尼希米的祷告。
If you read the Nehemiah chapter 1, his prayer.
尼希米也知道他们为什么被掳。
Nehemiah also know that why they were taken.
原来当初摩西快要死的时候。
At the beginning when Moses was dying.
他就告诉以色列的百姓。
He told the people of Israel.
生命记的28章到30章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 28 to 30.
他说耶和华神给我们他的律法。
He says the Lord God has given us His law.
要我们做他的子民。
So that we can be His people.
可是你们会走失的。
And yet you will turn away.
你们会背逆他的。
Then you will rebel against Him.
你们会不听他的。
You will listen not to. You will not listen to Him.
耶和华因为他公义的缘故。
But Jehovah the Lord by His righteousness.
就要把你从所进去的地方，就是迦南地，要拔出来。丢到天涯海角。
That he will take you away from this land of Canaan and throw you to the end of nations.
律法上所有的咒诅，说到的咒诅都要落到你们的身上。
All the curses mentioned in the laws that will come upon you.
因为你们是硬着心、硬着颈项的人。
Because you have your hearts are hardened and with a stiff-necked people.
可是有一天你们在被掳的地方。
And yet one day while you're in the land of being captured.
回想耶和华。
When you think back to the Lord.
你要重新做他的百姓。
Then you will be his people again.
你重新爱护他的律法。
Then you will start anew to love his laws.
他要把你们带回来。
He will bring you back.
许多年以后。
Many years later.
约书亚死的时候。
When Joshua was about to die,
他基本上说同样的话。
Basically, he said the same words.
在约书亚记的后头。
And that's towards the end of the book of Joshua.
这些东西你不注意的人不会晓得的。
If you did not pay attention, you would not realize it.
但是那些，爱神的人。
Yet those who love The Lord.
他们为了他们的被掳。
For the sake of being captured.
他们没有埋怨尼布甲尼撒。
They did not complain about Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒不是问题。
He was not the problem.
我们是问题。
We are the problem.
那些被掳的人当中。
Those who've been taken captive.
许多年呢。
Many years.
你可以读有些诗篇。
You can read some psalms.
你可以读到他们，你可以看到他们的心。
You can see their hearts.
你看诗篇一百三十七篇。
You can turn to Psalms 137.
一百三十七篇。
Psalm 137.
我们曾在巴比伦河边坐下。雨追响西安就哭了， 我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上，因为在那里掳掠我们的要我们唱歌。抢夺我们的作乐所给我唱一首锡安歌吧，我们怎能在外邦唱耶和华的歌呢？耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，情愿我的右手忘记技巧。
Psalm 137 verse 1, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning.
Amen. 那么，弟兄姊妹，你可以摸到一点这渔民的心。
So brothers and sisters, you can touch the heart of the remnant.
那么，这些好了，这是我们讲了那个时候外面的光景和他们所遭遇的事情。
This is what we talk about, their external situations and some of the things that they encounter.
那可是呢，这些渔民呢，我们不要把他们想成这个可怜人，他们不是。
And these remnant, we should not feel sorry for them. They are not people who are, we should feel sorry for.
那这些渔民呢，他们有一个见证。
They have this testimony.
这个见证是神看见的。
This testimony has been seen by God.
这个见证也是外邦人看见的。
And this testimony has been seen by the Gentiles.
神看见的什么？
What did God see?
我们去年我们交通到以赛亚37章31-32节。
Last year we have shared upon Isaiah chapter 37 verses 1 and 2.
以赛亚37章31节。
Isaiah chapter 37, 31, verse 31.
耶和华说
，Lord said,
我的这些渔民啊，他们仍要向下扎根，向上结果。
And these remnant will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
所以他们。有一个见证。
They have this testimony.
他们没有说什么话。
They didn't speak much.
可是他们有一个见证。
Yet they have this testimony.
这个见证耶和华看得见。
And this testimony has been seen by God.
耶和华就说。
God said.
你们是我的希望。
That you are my hope.
你们是我的托付。
You are my entrustment.
你们现在要向下扎根，向上结果。
You will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
有一天你们要从锡安出来。
One day you will come out from Zion.
有一天你们要从耶路撒冷出来。
One day you will come out from Jerusalem.
你们出来不是偷偷摸摸的出来。
You will not come out in a secret way.
你们出来是抬着头大步的出来。
When you come out, you will boldly come out in big steps.
那耶和华的热心必定成就此事。
And the zeal of the Lord shall do this.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，耶和华看见他们身上有个见证。
And the Lord God has seen this testimony upon them.
这是他们所有的。
This is what they have.
那么外邦人怎么看他们？
How about the Gentiles? How do they view them?
他们是被流落到外邦人的地方。
They've been taken to the Gentile places.
那也是在弥迦书有一句话。
Also, there is these words from the book of Micah.
弥迦书第五章第七节第八节。
Chapter 5 of Micah, verse 7 and 8.
弥迦说呀。
Micah said.
这些人在外邦的国家的当中。
And these people among the Gentile nations.
他们要像耶和华的甘露。
They will be like dews of Jehovah.
让这些青菜的可以生长。
And so that the green plants will grow.
什么意思呢，弟兄姊妹？
What does this mean, brothers and sisters?
就是他们在外邦人当中是耶和华的祝福，是耶和华带来的祝福。
That means they will bring blessings from God among the Gentile nations.
当外邦人看见他们，外邦人心里好像摸到了一个什么。
So when the Gentiles see them, it's as if that the heart has touched upon something.
我们记得这个但以理在那个巴比伦和波斯的宫中。
And so we remember Daniel when he was in Babylon in the palace in Persian.
每一个国王都敬重他。
Each king or emperor respected him.
是不是？
Wasn't that the case?
是他成为耶和华在外邦中间的祝福。
He became the blessing from God among the Gentiles.
不是他要去的。
It's not what he wanted to go.
他是被掳去的。
He's been taken captive.
可是耶和华与他同在。
And yet the Lord God was with him.
在外邦人中间，他成为祝福。
Among the Gentiles, he became the blessing.
同时，第弥迦书第五章第八节也说。
Also in Micah chapter 5 verse 8
says. 这些个渔民在森林，好像森林中间的狮子。
And these remnants are just like the lions among the beasts of the forest.
没有什么其他的野兽能够挡得住他们。
There's no other beast who can stand in front of them.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，想想但以理和他的三个朋友。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord because think about Daniel and his three friends.
别人可以把三个朋友丢到火窑里。
And others can throw his three friends into the fire.
他出来了。
And they came out.
没有人挡得住他。
No one can stand in their way.
有的人在大力乌王的面前说但以理的坏话，把但以理丢到狮子坑里去。
And some people would say bad things in the king Darius of Daniel, and he was can be thrown into lion's den.
但以理出来了。
And yet Daniel came out.
那些说他坏话的人被丢到狮子坑里去。
So who spoke against Daniel, they've been thrown to the lion's den.
这是这些个渔民在外邦人中间的见证。
This is the testimony of the remnant among the Gentile nations.
好了。那最后我们想提到一点，这渔民的心，就他们心里到底在想什么。
So finally, we'd like to mention that what are the remnants thinking, are thinking in their hearts?
那在这里呢，我想先提一提以赛亚书上所讲的两句话。
So first,
因为没有时间不能提太多，就提两点。
First, I'd like to mention two points from the book of Isaiah.
第一点呢，就是我刚才跟弟兄姊妹说过，他给他儿子取名叫做渔民要归回。
First point about how Isaiah named his son to mean a remnant shall return.
弟兄姊妹，有一天呢，你有儿子或者有女儿给他取名字的时候，你就知道取名字是一个天大要紧的事。
So brothers and sisters, one day if you have a son or a daughter, you know that the matter about naming your child is a great important matter.
你想他以后变成怎样，你就给他取个那样的名字。
What expectations you have towards this child? What do you want him or her to become later? Then you would give the name appropriately.
你把所有的书的照片，你花了两个礼拜的时间，你找到一个名字，先找五个名字，再找一个名字，最后找到一个名字。
And you would look through all the books and look for all the names, and then you're down to five, and then you select the final one.
所以名字是代表一个人的心呐。
So this name is represents the heart of someone.
那这个以赛亚给他的儿子取名，就是渔民要归回。
Isaiah named his son, a remnant shall return.
那个时候，以赛亚的时候，被掳还是在一百多年以后的事。
So at that time, it would be a hundred years before they are being taken captive.
但是他就给他儿子取名叫渔民要归回。
And yet he has named his son, a remnant shall return.
所以以赛亚的心呢，是和这些渔民连在一起。
So the heart of Isaiah is closely linked to the hearts of the remnant.
当他看见许多许多年以前摩西和耶稣亚所说的话。
When he looked back, the words of Moses and the words of Joshua, what they have said.
看见他那一代以色列的光景。
He saw the situation of the Israel at that time.
看见他那一代犹大的光景。
He looked at the situation in the Judah.
神的话告诉他，有一天这些人都要被掳的。
And God's words told him that one day these people are going to be captured.
给儿子取了这个名字。
And so he named his son this one.
所以他跟这个渔民这件事情。也这个以赛亚是认同的。
So he identified with the remnants.
你从以赛亚书你读的时候，你可以摸到里头有这么一个灵在。
When you read the book of Isaiah, you can feel the spirit in these words.
那另外一句话，我想跟弟兄姊妹提一下。
There's another a sentence I'd like to mention to you.
这个是第以赛亚书六十三章第九第九节。
This is in Isaiah chapter 63 verse 9.
这是这些渔民啊，在神面前的一个痛悔。
And this is talking about the repentance of the remnants before God.
他们心里很沉痛。
Their hearts are heavy.
沉痛的原因并不是因为他们被掳。
And the reason for this heaviness in their hearts is not because that they are captured.
沉痛的原因是因为他们失败。
And the reason for this heaviness in their hearts is because of their failure.
第六十三章第对不起，六十三章第十六和十七节。
Sorry, it's verses 16 and 17 of chapter 63.
亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们，以色列也不承认我们，你却是我们的父，耶和华呀，你是我们的父。从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主，耶和华呀， 你为何使我们走岔离开你的路呢？为何使我们心里刚硬不敬畏你呢？求你为你的仆人们，为你产业的支派转回来。
Chapter 63, verse 16 and 17. Doubtless thou art our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O God, art our father, our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways, and hardened our heart from thy fear? Return for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thine inheritance.
虽然我们失败了。
Even though we have failed,
我们和我们的祖宗都失败了。
We and our ancestors have failed.
那亚伯拉罕也不愿意认我们。
The Abraham were ignorant of us.
那么，以色列呢，也不愿意认我们。
And Israel acknowledged us not.
但是我们仍旧不离开你。
Yet we do not turn away from you.
你仍旧是我们的父。
You are still our father.
无论如何，我们是你的孩子。
No matter what, we are your children.
下面他说，愿意你为你求你为你仆人们为你产业的。支派的缘故转回来。
And in the following it says, return for thy servant's sake, the tribes of thy inheritance.
所以无论如何，我们如何，无论我们如何，以前如何失败。
No matter what, no matter how much we have failed.
我们无论是以前如何走岔，离开你的路。
No matter how we have turned away from your ways.
我们仍旧要是你的仆人。
We still want to be your servant.
感谢主，这是他们里头的心。
And thank the Lord, this is their hearts.
就有一点，弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不能够离开我们的主。不管我们有的时候我们离开我们主是因为我们自己不好，有的时候我们离开我们主是因为我们觉得我们不配。可是这都不是原因，因为无论如何，耶和华是我们的父，我们是他的仆人。
So there's one thing, no matter what, we cannot depart from our Lord. No matter, sometimes we leave the Lord for some reasons that we are not good or we feel that we are not worthy. But no matter what, we cannot depart from our Lord. He is our God and we are His servants.
对，那我想最后呢，我跟弟兄姊妹提到，从那个但以理的祷告来看，这个渔民啊。他们心里在想什么
？So lastly, I have to share from the prayer of Daniel, what are the remnants thinking in their hearts?
这是但以理书第九章第一节到第二十节。
This is Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 to 20.
这里呢，因为时间关系，我不能全读了，我就读几点，就讲到几点哈。
Because of time, we will not read the whole thing. We'll just point out a few things.
那个时候呢，但以理读。这个耶利米书突然发现了学知道了七十年到了
and when Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah he realized that the 70 years is up
你知道但以理是第一批被掳回去被掳到巴比伦去的
Daniel was the first group that was been taken to Babylon
所以当耶利米说七十年就是从他被掳到巴比伦去的时候开始算七十年现在要到了
So when he's been taken to Babylon, he realized from reading the book, the words of Jeremiah, he realized the 70 years is up.
你知道这么许多年来
，So for these many years,
但以理有个习惯
，There's a habit that Daniel has.
他每天呢、啊、要把那个窗子打开。
That every day he will open up the windows.
向耶路撒冷祷告一天三次。
He will face towards Jerusalem, praying three times a day.
弟兄姊妹，他祷告什么？圣经里没说。
So brothers and sisters, the Bible did not record what he is praying about.
可是当我们读他第九章的祷告
，And yet when we read chapter 9 his prayer,
你大概可以猜到他那么多年来他在祷告什么。
You can take a guess for all these years what has he been praying.
这一个人，他的心在他的主身上。
And this person has set his heart on his Lord.
耶和华神，现在我们只能称呼他天上的神。
Our Lord God, this is a God in heaven.
可是主啊，有一天你要把我们带回来。
And Lord, one day you will bring us back.
你再一次要做以色列的神。
Once again, you will be God of Israel.
你再一次要做我们的神。
You will be our God again.
你再一次要做耶路撒冷的神。
Once again, you will be the God of Jerusalem.
我们那么多年，我们和我们的祖宗都得罪了你。
For these many years, we and our ancestors have sinned against you.
当我们读但以理第九章的时候
When we read chapter 9 of Daniel,
你就可以读到这些东西
You can read these things
比如说他我们先看但以理第看好第四节好了第九章第四节和第五节
You can read chapter 9 verse 4 verse 5 Verse 4, chapter 9 of Daniel, verse 4. And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. Verse 5, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments.
他说主啊，你是大而可畏的神，我们犯罪作孽行恶，偏离你的道。
He said, pay attention, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, we have sinned against you and committed iniquity.
那第七节。
Verse 7.
他说主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的。
He says, Lord, you are righteous, your righteousness belongeth unto thee, and unto us confusion of faces.
所以这是第一件事情我们需要注意，就是从这个愚民的心里看的，主啊，你是公义的，我们是蒙羞的。
So the first thing you notice in the heart of the remnant, they call to the Lord, and the Lord, you are righteous, and we are the one who shamed.
跟尼布甲尼撒一点关系都没有。
It has nothing to do with Nebuchadnezzar.
是我们和你之间的关系。
It's the relationship between you and me.
是你是公义的，我们是蒙羞的。
You are righteousness, and we are ashamed.
然后第二点呢，我们看第十一节和第十四节。
Secondly, we look at verse 11 and verse 14.
以色列众人都犯了你的律法，偏行不认，不听从你的话，因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都倾倒在我们身上，因为我们得罪了神。
Verse 11, Ye, O Israel, have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him.
所以第十四节，所以耶和华留意使这灾祸临到我们身上，因为耶和华我们的神在他所行的事上都是公义，我们并没有听从他的话。
Verse 14, Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫做在他所行的事上呢？
So what does it mean that all, in all his works?
在他所行的事上，就是你以前把我们从耶路撒冷，从犹大拔出来，丢到外邦去，你这件事情你是公义的，我们是蒙羞的。
And what this is all in all his works is referring to how God has taken them from Jerusalem, from Judah. They have taken and uprooted them and throw them into Gentiles. And upon this matter, God is righteous.
你用你的刑杖来击打我们。
He used his staff to beat them and that you are right, we are wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看好。所以从一个愚民的观点来看，神永远是对的。
So from the point of view of a remnant, God is always right, forever right.
我们蒙祝福的时候，他是对的。
When we are blessed, he is right.
我们蒙羞辱的时候，他也是对的。
When we are shamed, he is also right.
我们蒙被责打的时候，他也是对的。
When we've been smitten, he is also right.
好，弟兄姊妹，我没有停在这里。
Brothers and sisters, we do not stop here.
现在七十年了。
Now there's been 7 years,
我们要回去了。
We are going back.
我们是凭什么回去的呢？
What do we go back by?
他这里第十六节。
Verse 16 here.
主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷和你的子民，因为我们的罪恶和我们的列祖的罪恶被四周人羞辱。
Verse 16, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thy anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
这里，以赛亚的意思是说，主啊，现在为了你公义的缘故，你呀，要把我们带回去。
So here, Isaiah, what he means is that for the sake of your righteousness, you will bring us back.
但在英文里面很清楚，就是因为你公义的缘故。
For your righteousness.
可在我们中文里面呢，说主啊，求你按你的大仁大义。
In the Chinese version, it talks about this righteousness in a in a different way.
Loving kindness.
In the loving kindness. It talks about loving kindness and righteousness.
其实这个大人是没有的，原文里都没有的。
In the original text, it did not mention about this loving kindness.
只有大义。
It only talks about righteousness.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean, brothers and sisters?
主啊，是你的公义，所以你把我们从地上拔出来，丢到外邦。
Lord, it is your righteousness that by that we have been uprooted from this ground and taken away.
现在主啊，也因为你的公义，你是把我们带回去。
Now, Lord, it is by your righteousness that we will return.
这话怎么说呢？
How should we say this?
他说因为这个山呢，是你的圣山。
Because this mountain is your holy mountain.
这个锡安呢，是你的圣山。
This Zion is Mount Zion is your holy mountain.
从一开始，你就要在锡安。与你自己的百姓同在。
From the beginning, you are with your people in Zion.
那个有一篇诗篇呢。
There is a psalm.
他说要像黑门山的甘露来降在锡安，这里有永远的生命，你的是你的祝福。
And it's just like the dew coming down from Mount Hermon. There will be the dews from Hermon. That will be that will have your eternal blessing.
要在西安，就是西安呢，是你要跟你的百姓同住的地方。
Zion is where you will dwell with your people.
那么还有呢，这个西安呢，是你的光明、你的荣耀要彰显的外邦的地方。
And the Zion is the place where you will show forth your light and your glory.
那个在以赛亚书第六十二章。
In Isaiah 62.
我们还会再 revisit 那个地方，好，不过我先跟弟兄姊妹看一下。
We will revisit this place, but now we'll first take a look.
第六十二章，我因锡安并不静默，为耶路撒冷并不牺牲。为什么？要知道他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯发亮。
Isaiah 62 verse 1, For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth.
所以锡安，主啊，是你要在你的百姓中间居住的地方。
So Zion, Lord, this is where you will dwell with your people.
锡安也是让你自己的公义和你的荣耀发表出去的地方。
Zion is also the place where you will show forth your righteousness and your glory.
这是讲到它是圣山。
This is talking about a holy mountain.
然后说是这个耶路撒冷是你自己的城。
And Jerusalem is your city.
所以弟兄姊妹，刚刚我们所读的锡安和耶路撒冷，我们就看见神要借助锡安，借助耶路撒冷，把他的荣耀发表。
We know that we talk about Zion, we talk about Jerusalem. We know that God will manifest His glory through these places.
耶路撒冷要是他的见证。
Jerusalem will be His testimony.
要外邦人知道他的公义。
So the Gentiles will know of His righteousness.
不但圣山，不但圣城，还有这些百姓是你的百姓。
Not only the holy mountain, not only the holy city, these people are your people.
所以弟兄姊妹，他自己的百姓又有什么重要呢？
So what's the importance of being his people?
因为他自己的百姓是为了他的荣耀所造的。
Because his own people are created for his glory.
我们看这他在哪里讲这个事哈。
Where does he talk about this?
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah 43.
第七节。
Verse 7.
就是凡称我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
Isaiah 43 verse 7, Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him.
第四十三章第二十一节。
Chapter 43 verse 21.
这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。
Verse 21, This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，若是这些百姓不能够回归。
So brothers and sisters, you see, if these the people cannot return,
不能从那个巴比伦出来。
If they cannot come out from Babylon,
不能够再回到神的面前。
If they cannot come before God again,
那么神的荣耀就有亏欠。
Then God's glory will be shortchanged.
他的美德没人看得见。
His praises cannot be seen by others.
感谢主，这是神公义的目的。
This is the purpose of His righteousness.
还要让那个圣山。
And so that this holy mountain,
还要让这个圣城,
and this holy city,
还要让自己的百姓,
and his own people,
是他的见证,
to become his testimony,
是他荣耀的发表,
and his manifestation of his glory,
是他公义的发表,
his manifestation of his righteousness.
所以这移民,
So the remnant.
但以理就觉得。
And Daniel feels that.
主啊，是为了这个缘故。
Lord, it's for this.
你要把我们恢复。
You need to recover us.
你要把我们带回去。
You want to bring us back.
不是为了我们的公义。
Not for our righteousness.
是因为你的公义。
It's for your righteousness.
不是为了我们的公义。
It's not for our righteousness.
是因为你的怜悯。
It's by your mercy.
主啊。
Lord.
现在会圣所荒凉了。
Now the temple is desolate.
全烧了。
It's all burnt down.
主啊，愿意你的面光再一次照亮在你的圣所。
Lord, may your face shine again upon your holy place.
最后是他的祈求。
And that's his plea.
求主垂听。
May the Lord listen.
求主赦免。
May God forgive.
求主应允而行。
May God answer and do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这些渔民。
So, brothers and sisters, if you look at the remnant,
我心里觉得最能够代表这些渔民的最好的心的就是但以理这篇祷告。
In my heart, I feel that the best representation of the heart of the remnant is the prayer of the Daniel.
主啊，我们没有一点公义。
Lord, we have no righteousness.
但是你全是公义。
Yet, Lord, you are all righteousness.
不但你当初责备我们是你的公义。
Not only at the beginning you have rebuked us because of your righteousness.
而且你现在需要把我们带回去。
Now you need to take us back.
这是你公义的缘故。
This is for the sake of your righteousness.
感谢主，我觉得神的心实在是被他感动。
We thank the Lord because God's heart's been touched by him.
因为这些人实在知道我的心。
Because these people truly know his heart.
他们知道我跟他们的关系是什么。
They know what my relationship with them is.
他们知道我在他们身上要的是什么。
They know what I want from them.
他们知道我为什么要常常说锡安，为什么要顾忌耶路撒冷。
They know why I talk about Zion so often and talk about Jerusalem.
所以这件事情，那个但以理祷告以后。
So after this prayer of Daniel,
一个天使就跟他说。
An angel told him.
说但以理啊，你是大蒙眷爱的人。
And said, Daniel, you've been greatly loved.
这弟兄姊妹，这是渔民的灵。
This is the spirit of the remnant.
那最后还有五分钟时间，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通。我们刚刚说了哈，使徒保罗看见一件事。
For the last 5 minutes, I'd like to share with you. We mentioned earlier, the Apostle Paul has shared about this.
他看见这个当初在旧约的时候。
He saw that at the beginning in the Old Testament.
是这些渔民。
There's this remnant.
让神的心得到满足。
That they satisfy the heart of God.
是这些渔民。
It's this remnant.
让神的百姓里面一个希望的火没有灭掉。
So that the hope of, the fire of hope was not extinguished.
是那一位以利亚。
Is that Elijah?
他说：“主啊，他们毁了你的约。”
He said, "Lord, they have broken your covenant."
他们毁了你的祭坛。
They've burnt your altar.
他们杀了你的先知。
They've killed your prophets.
但是我里头对你有一个 jealousy.
And yet within me there's a jealousy.
我不愿意让这些人做这些事这样的事情。
I do not want these people to do these things.
现在他们要寻索我的命。
And now they are seeking to kill me.
主安慰他说。
The Lord comforted him.
不止你一个。
Not only you.
我还有为我准备了7000个人没有向巴利屈膝的。
I have saved 7,000 for myself who has not kneeled to Baal.
感谢主，这个灵一直存到新约的时候。
We thank the Lord this spirit has lasted through the New Testament.
主来了，现在是恩典的时代。
Now this is the time of grace. The Lord has come.
但是在恩典的时代，主有他一个拣选。
And in this time of grace, the Lord has His election.
因为他的拣选的缘故，所以现在仍旧有移民存在。
And by his election, today, now, we still have the existence of remnant.
那弟兄姊妹，不管在旧约，不管在新约。
Brothers and sisters, not whether it's New Testament or Old Testament.
谁在乎耶和华的心呢？
Who is after the heart of God?
我们已经够忙了。
We are so busy already.
对不对？我们有孩子很忙。
We have kids, we're so busy.
我们有学校要考试要很忙。
We have school, we have studies and exams.
我们还有 job 要找。
And we have to look for jobs.
太忙了。
We're too busy.
还有呢？若是我们不跟世界 来往的话，那我们会落伍的。
And if we do not keep up with the world, we will get left behind.
神，我也看不见，我也摸不着。
I cannot see this God, I cannot touch him.
但是弟兄姊妹，
And yet, brothers and sisters,
有些人不是这样。
There are some people who are not this way.
在他们里面没有一件事情比神更真实。
Within them, there is nothing more real than God.
他们知道我们不能做个糊涂人。
They know that we cannot be a foolish or a confused person.
我们在世上的日子都很短暂的。
The time that we have in this world is very short.
若是我们没有摸到神。
If we did not come in touch with God.
若是我们没有摸到他的心。
If we did not touch his heart.
我们若是不跟他同行。
If we did not walk with him.
日子一下过去。
Time will pass just like that.
等到我们死的时候。
When we die.
什么都没有。
There's nothing left.
但是那些不一样的人。
And yet, there are people who are different.
神对他们最重要。
God has towards them.
神对他们是最重要的。
God is the most important to them.
就是这些人。
Just these people.
神把他管教临到他们身上。
God has placed discipline upon them.
神把一个盼望放在他们身上。
God has given them a hope.
神不把他们放弃。
God did not give up on them.
神在一切的事上保守他们。
Upon all things, God keep them.
一切事上鼓励他们。
God encouraged them in all things.
就是这些人。
Towards this group.
旧约也好，新约也好。
Whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament.
神可以对着别人说。
God can say to the others.
这些人是我所要的。
These are the men that I want.
我所要的人就是这样。
This is what I want.
所以感谢主，这个是余民。
We thank the Lord. This is remnant.
今年年初我去中国。
The beginning of this year, I went to China.
感谢主有机会到北方。
I thank the Lord I have a chance to go to the northern part.
他们在一个农村里面有一个聚集。
There is a gathering in the remote village.
两三天以后。
Two, three days later.
他们唱了一首诗歌。
They sang this hymn.
唱完了一首诗歌，诗歌很短。
And this is a very short hymn.
那我听了之后，我心里很受鼓励。
And after I heard it, I was very touched and encouraged
in my heart. 我就问那弟兄，我说你这诗歌在哪里？你们的诗歌本我都找不到了。
I asked his brother, so where can I find this hymn? I cannot find it.
他说这诗歌本里没有。
He says this hymn cannot be found in the books, hymn books.
那我回到他家里去。
So we went back to his house.
他跟我讲，他说我女儿可以帮你写下来。
And he said that my daughter can write it down for you.
她女儿大概九岁。
Her daughter was about 9 years old.
这个是他们所唱的诗歌。
This is the hymns that they sang.
我唱给他，我不是唱，我读给大家听。
I'll read it to you.
他说，这首诗歌叫做《我们是》。
This hymn's title is We Are.
我们是以色列的战车马兵。
It says we are chariots and horsemen of Israel.
我们是勇士手中待发的箭。
It says we are ready arrows in the warrior's hand.
我们是熊熊燃烧的火。
We are fire burning fierce.
我们是耶和华手中的刀。
We are sword in the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，他们在那里聚集的时候是让四周围的人看不见的。
Well, brothers and sisters, when they gather together, they are not seen by people surrounding them.
一个农庄里头，三天的聚会，大门全部都关上，为了让别人看不见。
It's they gather in a farmhouse. They close all the doors so that they cannot seen by the people around them.
因为那些政权是容不了他们的。
Because the government cannot tolerate them.
但是他们在一起聚集。
And yet they gather together.
他们的心归向神的面前。
Their hearts come before God.
他们对神有一个嫉妒的心。
They have a jealousy for God.
这里说到所谓的以色列的战车马兵，我们知道这讲到以利亚，后来也讲到以利沙。
And we know that they refer to the chariots and horsemen of Israel. It's referring to the Elijah and Elisha later.
对，他们心里有一个共同的事情。
In their heart, there is something common.
以利沙曾经说，愿意感动你的灵，双倍感动我。
Elisha has said that may the spirit who touched you will give me a double portion.
最要紧的事情就是他们对主有一个嫉妒的心。
Most importantly, they have a jealousy for the Lord.
他们要为了主而征战。
That they will fight for the Lord.
为了主的权利而征战。
They will fight for the rights of the Lord.
为了主的名而征战。
Will fight for the name of the Lord.
所以我心里很感谢主。
In my heart, I truly thank the Lord.
这些 弟兄姊妹
these brothers and sisters,
对我们来讲是一个地球的另外一边
for us, they are on the other side of the globe.
我们在这里可以很自由地聚集
we can gather freely here.
他们在这里要把四周围都封起来才行
when they gather, they had to be enclosed or closed up.
可是他们里头有一个为神嫉妒的灵
And yet within them, there is a spirit of jealousy.
我们是以色列的战车马兵。
We are the chariots and the horsemen of Israel.
我们是这个勇士手中待发的剑。
We are the ready arrows of the warriors.
我们是熊熊燃烧的火。
We are fiercely burning, with the fire, fiercely burning.
我们是耶和华手中的刀。
We are the swords in the hand of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，
愿
这样的灵也可以感动我们。
May the same spirit touch upon us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们的心实在是感谢你。
Lord, our hearts truly thank you.
主啊，我们是常常失败的人。
Lord, we.
我们的祖宗如何失败
？Lord, how we have failed and our ancestors have failed.
我们今天仍旧是会失败。
And today we will still fail.
可是主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we still thank you.
你的爱从来没有离开我们。
Your love has never departed from us.
你的拣选也从来没有离开我们。
Your election has never left us.
主啊，你要把我们造就。
Lord, you have edified us.
主啊，我们原来是渔民。
No, we are, Lord, we originally are
remnants. 你要造就我们成为你的仆人。
You edify us to be your servants.
主啊，我们从我们的心感谢你。
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
主啊，愿意那感动是以赛亚感动但以理的灵也照样感动我们。
May the spirit who has touched upon Israel and the spirit who touched upon Daniel in the same way will touch upon us today.
主啊，愿意你的心满足。愿意你得到你的荣耀。
May your heart be satisfied and may you gain your glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.